My dear brothers and sisters, as we look around the world, we see so many divisions, so many bitter divisions between different groups of people. Jesus speaks of divisions in today's gospel, and it's shocking to us that Jesus, whom we know is the Prince of Peace, would say that he has come to bring not peace, but division. What does he mean by that? Certainly he does not mean the brokenness, the angst, and the bitterness that we see in the political life of our nation. But certainly there is a division that Jesus is bringing. He says he has come to cast fire upon the earth, and how he wishes it is already blazing. That fire that he wishes to ignite is the fire of charity in our hearts. Jesus wants us to burn with love for him. And as we become more passionate in our following of the Lord Jesus, that puts us in opposition to those around us who are not eager to follow Jesus, and in fact might be heading in an opposite direction from the gospel, and in fact may be equally or more passionate about going that direction than we are about following Jesus. And the laws of physics apply. If you put two objects next to one another, and you move one in one direction and the other in the other direction, science will tell you that causes friction. And the closer things are, and the more force they're going in opposite directions, the more friction there is. And Jesus wants us to be passionate about following him. And therefore, there will certainly be division and friction with those who are not following Jesus. How passionate are we? This is the question that we should bring to our examination of conscience. Some people attend Mass out of a sense of duty. Some people out of sense of continuity with the past. My family's Polish or Irish or Italian, therefore we're Catholic. Some people out of a sense of fear. If I don't attend Mass, maybe God will throw a lightning bolt at me. How many of us live out our faith not out of fear or obligation or cruise control, but out of a passionate love for Jesus? When I was first ordained, I was at a parish downtown, and people would stop by for Sunday Mass on the way to the Vikings game or on the way back, and they'd be dressed in purple from head to toe. And no one thought that was weird. They are passionate about the Vikings, despite the fact that at last count, the Vikings have won exactly how many Super Bowls? But they are passionate fans. Jesus hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's won salvation for us. Can't we at least get a little bit passionate? But what happens? If you say grace before a meal in a restaurant, if you make time in your schedule to go to daily Mass, if you commit to a holy hour in the Adoration Chapel at 2 a.m., people say, well, you're a Jesus freak. Why is it that being passionate about Jesus is something that we're sometimes not willing to brave the friction. Someone at work says, "Oh, I can't believe that conservative Supreme Court just overturned Roe versus Wade." And are you willing to say, "That's a baby which has a right to life," and brave the ridicule, the scorn, and perhaps lost friendships that might come from that statement? Are we willing not just to toe the line and be dutiful? Are we willing to be passionate in our following of Jesus? This is what the Lord wants: hearts on fire with love. The commandments aren't rules. That's what love looks like. Because Jesus said all those commandments are summed up in love of God and love of neighbor. That's what love looks like. Now, today's second reading, St. Paul gives us some helpful, practical steps that we can take to increase the passion of our love for Jesus. So let's take these as our homework to see how we're doing with this. First, he says, "Let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race." Do I see my sins, my vices, the unchristlike aspects of my life as burden? Or do I see God's call to holiness as burden? Are my sins precious to me and I don't want to be parted from them? Or do I see them as burden? What would it be like to run a race dressed in a suit of armor? Not fun, and you probably wouldn't win the race. But that's what everything of sin that clings to us, burdens us, it slows us down, weighs us down, holds us back from running to Jesus. Is that the way I see my struggle against temptation? Or do I really want to keep those sins and only begrudgingly say, "Okay, I know God wants this out of my life"? And Jesus appears to be the burden rather than my sin. A second helpful point from St. Paul: in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart, remember, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. You and I can feel sorry for ourselves. We can throw a grand old pity party for the sacrifices that come in following Jesus. But too often we're just snowflakes. We haven't resisted to the point of shedding blood. I feel sorry for myself because someone calls me a Jesus freak. I feel sorry because someone doesn't want to talk to me anymore because I stood up and gave witness to the gospel. I feel sorry for myself. The government might take away my tax deduction for giving money to church. This isn't resisting to the point of shedding blood. We need to toughen up. We need to be willing to sacrifice for Christ and not grow weary in doing so. And St. Paul speaks here about being surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, reading the lives of the saints, seeing what they endured helps us. Oh yeah, God hasn't asked that of me. Thank you, Lord. I'll do this. I haven't been crucified. I haven't been fed to the lions. This I can deal with. Let's not give in to self-pity when sacrifice is required. And third, and most importantly, St. Paul writes, for the sake of the joy that lay before him, Jesus endured the cross. For the sake of the joy. Do I see Jesus as my source of happiness? Or just a big bully that needs to be appeased? Do I really have a passionate enough love in my heart that recognizes my relationship with Jesus is everything? That's where my happiness lies. That's why I say no to sin, because I am confident I've said yes to something so much better. In God's love for me. For the sake of the joy. Too often Christians look grim. Too often we're begrudging in our hearts. Let's find our joy. That's what the opening prayer of today's Mass said. God's got for us a love that surpasses every human desire. And so that prayer encourages us. Ask God for the grace. Help us to put him above all things. How do we sacrifice to do that? By recognizing that's where our fulfillment is. That's where we find true and lasting joy. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is passionate in his love for us. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to enkindle that fire within our hearts that we may love him with hearts aflame.